Hated Women. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1876. Sheldon Kinswood walked into the morning room of White's Club, where he was a member. Passing by what was known as the Sacred Throne, which was the seat once occupied by Beau Brummel, he went to the other end of the room where he saw a number of his friends. They greeted him by raising the glasses they were drinking from and called out, "Good morning, Sheldon. We were wondering if we would see you this morning." "Of course I'm here," Sheldon Kinswood replied. "If you are inferring that I was too drunk last night, I will be very annoyed."
"You were certainly better off than poor old Arthur, who had to be carried away on a stretcher," one member said. "But it was a very good party."
"It certainly was," Sheldon agreed, as he sat down heavily in a comfortable armchair. The club steward quickly placed a glass of wine in front of him.
"At the same time," he went on, "I thought that it was much of a muchness. We have had so many of these parties lately."
"That is true enough," one of his other friends said. "They never change, and the girls are always the same, out to catch a husband and the quicker the richer."
They all laughed at this witticism. Then one member volunteered,
"I personally have had quite enough of the London season. It is always rather exhausting, and, as Robert has just said, only politely. We were all rather drunk last night. I'm longing to go to the country and ride some decent horses for a change."
"You have a point there," Sheldon answered. "It is just what I would like to do myself."
He realized, as he was speaking, that it would be impossible for him to go to the country, or for that matter, to boast of even one decent horse. He was only hoping that one of his friends might ask him to join them, but he was too proud to fish for an invitation. It was then, as they were beginning to talk about the relentless boredom of the London season, that one of the senior officials of the club came up and said,
"Excuse me, gentlemen, for bothering you, but do any of you know of a really good valet?"
The members looked up at him in surprise. Before they could answer, he added,
"I have a letter here from the Duke of Dartmoor, asking me to recommend a valet, as the one he has had for many years has recently retired."
"The Duke of Dartmoor?" one member questioned. "Who the devil is he? I've never heard of him before."
Then another piped up,
"Surely, Sheldon, he must be a relation of yours."
"He most certainly is," Sheldon replied. "I only hope that none of you can give him what he is asking for."
"Why do you say that?"
the member sitting next to him asked.
"Well, I thought you would all know the story only too well,
for me to have to relate it here at all places," Sheldon answered.
There was a bitter note in his voice which they did not miss. Ignoring the club official who had just asked them if they knew of a good valet, they asked Sheldon almost in unison,
"Tell us what is wrong with him. We always like to hear everything that we have not heard before about the aristocracy."
There was laughter at this. As the club official moved away, one of them bent forward and insisted,
"I most certainly am not," he replied vehemently. "I think some of you are being discreet, as you must know how much he has made my family suffer."
"We are being tactful," one of the older members said.
"I realize that," Sheldon answered. "I can only hope that no one provides him with what he wants, and he has to look after himself." He gave a sigh before he went on. "Anyway, I cannot believe that any servants would stay with him for a very long period before he would refuse to pay them."
"Refuse to pay them?" one of the younger members questioned. "What do you mean by that?"
"I expect your father would tell you about the Duke if you asked him," Sheldon replied. "But now, as he is never seen, he's almost forgotten, and I don't always, when I do enter a ballroom, see people whispering behind their hands."
"You must tell us why this is going on," one of the older members said. "Of course I am curious, and I have not the slightest idea just who the Duke of Dartmoor is, and why you are being so peculiar about him."
"Not really that peculiar."